I was thinking about usability in software this week when I stumbled upon a study that showed that smartphone users prefer native apps to mobile websites, even when the native app is less robust and contains less functionality. It seems to boil down to dollars and cents. Users liked apps that allow them to check their bank and credit card balances and shop online. This seems to relate to the popularity of Apple operating systems for both Macs and iPhones. Users want something easy to use, and things like customization and robust programming can sometimes even be seen as a detriment rather than an advantage. This got me thinking about tools and instructional designers use in my own experiences with Adobe Captivate and Articulate Storyline. I'm currently in a contract position where I'm using both of those tools, and I get to see the benefits and advantages and the disadvantages of each. So, Storyline, as we all know, is the new kid on the block, and everyone is really excited about what it can do. Captivate has its fans and diehard super users, but people are starting to shift towards Storyline, from what I can tell. It's not so much what Storyline can do that Captivate cannot. Captivate is certainly capable of doing anything that Storyline can do. It's more what you don't have to do to make it work properly. Captivate often requires advanced programming to truly make it do what you want, and everything you want to do must be chosen. People who have Storyline, on the other hand, makes assumptions and guides you through a fairly easy, rapid development process. You can bang courses out pretty quick and make it do pretty much what you need it to do. Courses, I mean, you can still customize things, but you start with less of a blank slate like you do with Captivate, and you get more of a pre-built template that you can tweak if you need to. All of these things together, the popularity of mobile apps, the popularity of the Apple operating systems, and the popularity of Articulate Storylines seem to point towards a future where users favor usability and easy interfaces over power and customization. I mean, power and customization will still be behind the scenes, but people aren't going to care as much about that, and they already aren't. People want things that are easy to use, and can do what they needed to do rather than really caring about power or customization at all. Alrighty, thanks for listening.